We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I thought very interesting situation here with Starkey, Cook, and Pompeiani today. Bob's in here with those guys on Monday. And there seems to be a growing divide between, in this case, Starkey and Pompeiani are believing in Duck Hodges. They have jumped on our bandwagon. They are seeing the duck light. And Cook seems very stubborn about it. Now, you get a little bit older, maybe crotchety, stubborn, you know, harder to change your mind. Maybe
you're setting your ways. You're a bit cantankerous at times. You don't want to jump on the latest trend.
I'm not gonna use that adjective cantankerous to describe Ron yet. I just want you to listen here. I thought this was a brilliant call that got made to their show today about Hodges. And I think Ron's reaction to it was jaw-dropping and eye-opening. And I thought we could play it and then kind of give our own theories and takes on what we heard.
Stanley's in East Liberty. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'd like to say, Pompeiani, Starkey, you guys are right on point with the duck. And I would like to ask Ron, Cook, what's going on? I mean, you're personalizing this thing with the duck. You're seeing what I'm seeing and everybody else in Pittsburgh, that we have an undrafted guy in here lighting the place up. Everybody's excited but Ron Cook. That's kind of appalling to me. And with that said, I follow you guys. I listen to you guys every day. It's James Washington's job to catch the ball. But when you got an undrafted quarterback back there making it happen and getting the ball up there and throwing it to him, just like I'm agreeing with Pompeiani, he's ready for the big stage. In today's game, it's a young man's game. And he stepped right in. He stepped right in. Pittsburgh love him. We need for you to love him too, Ron Cook, because we love you too. But we need for you to get on board with this here. And I listen to you guys every day, so I value your guys' opinion. I know you're the insiders, and you know more than what I know. Uh-huh. But what I would like to say is, Ron Cook, is dementia setting in?
Oh, you were so kind to me until you had to bring that up at the end. I had no problem. All right, now I let you have your say forever, okay? Now I talk, okay? Yes, I'm just judging by what I see from my eyes. I am not a believer in his skill set. I get it why Pittsburgh loves him. I'll give him credit for playing much better than I thought. You make it sound like it's a young man's game. Are you going to anoint him the starter for next year over Ben? Is that what you're thinking?
What I would like to say, maybe it's time to move on.
And you're going to move on with Duck. Based on what you've seen in a few games, you're ready to move on. If that was Ben playing yesterday, you would have graded him a C.
Chris?
Probably right about the last part there, but isn't that what we would expect? That a 15-plus year franchise quarterback would be better than that?
That was the
crux of the whole thing, by the way.
Chris. I don't know, Chris, because if Ben Roethlisberger was down to James Washington, Tevin Jones, Deontay Johnson, Benny Snell.
I thought Ben made guys better, though. Like, he made
Deontay
AB.
Kane, Deion Kane. If he were down to that cast of characters.
But isn't the whole thing about Ben and AB that Ben made you?
Well,
AB?
But also the big thing about Ben is that even though he didn't always put up gaudy stats, he made clutch and meaningful plays.
That was the crux of Ron's disagreement with Stanley there. Everything was going fine until the Ben Roethlisberger thing got broached.
You thought the dementia point was in bounds?
No. I'm saying
were so kind to
that
me.
That happened before the dementia thing came up, and that's way out of
bounds.
But
the
comparison to Roethlisberger and the phrase from Stanley, maybe it's time to consider moving on, that was it.
But
they
Chris,
might as
the
well
moral
have been
of the story here is that Cook does not want to get on the duck train.
Why do you think that is?
That's what I'm getting at here. That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
I think I know. Ron and Ben have had a very convivial relationship, been friendly for a long time now. I think Ron is a big fan of Ben as a player. I think he believes he is maybe the best Steelers. Does he say he's the best Steelers quarterback ever?
Yeah, he likes him more than Bradshaw.
So I think Ron would not take kindly to somebody suggesting that a man who is 2-0 in his NFL career, undrafted out of Samford, cut by the Steelers.
But that's not what the caller said initially. He didn't bring
He wants Ron to embrace Duck Hodges
Ron,
and enjoy it.
The caller got pressed by Ron and admitted that he would be okay with Ben passing the torch to Hodges, but his point was give him some credit for what he did yesterday. And Ron said that he doesn't like Hodges' skill set.
What is Hodges' skill? He throws a pretty good ball, doesn't have a great arm, but he throws the ball like he made some on-target throws into traffic. So what is his skill set that there is not to like? He's short?
I remember a lot of times Ben would win games ugly, and the bottom line point for Ron would be, let's not get on Big Ben because he found a way to win the game. And I think that's what Duck did yesterday. And he's doing it in his rookie season, which was that not Ben's rookie year? Was that not the kind of thing Ben was doing his first year in the league? He wasn't throwing for 400 yards a game. He was making clutch plays. And just like Ben, the defense was better than the offense at the time. But even back then, Ben had more weapons than what Duck Hodges has right now. So I am confused. Is there not room in Ron's heart to like more than one quarterback? You can have room, and Ben can occupy a lot of space, and he does for me too. But I am not...
No, I don't think there is room. I think Ron's a one quarterback man.
I am appreciating what I see.
There's no quarterback bigamy here.
And I'm appreciating what Hodges is doing, and it's not because I'm swept up in the fairy tale or Hollywood story.
The Steelers look like they're going to make the playoffs at this moment because Hodges has come in and delivered two capable performances. Not perfect, far from it. That interception was hideous, but he has done enough.
I don't know if the interception was hideous because I'm not sure that was his fault.
Well, anytime you throw a ball that ends up with the defensive player catching it 6 yards clear of anyone, that is a hideous play
by
definition.
Anytime you see a wide receiver stop running, you wonder what the hell happened on the play.
The interception was hideous. That doesn't mean the man who threw it is solely responsible. I think Ron's a one quarterback man, though. That's what we found out. He doesn't want to let anyone get too carried away with this. Don't forget about old number 7 with that big old robotic brace on his elbow.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty.
This old Cowboy's got a little bit left in him.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.